The federal government has launched an advertising offensive on swine flu as the global death toll from the virus marches past 100. Australia, with 67 cases, is struggling to curb community transmissions, with a second batch of suspected cases after an outbreak on a cruise ship. The country's first case was a Victorian boy last week, and his school has reopened today after a week's closure. This report from Rachel Brown.
Some Clifton Hill Primary School students ran to the gate, some dragged their feet, their excitement levels varying.
I don't really want to go to school.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, just going to my parents' work every day.
Yeah. Into school sport.
Since one of their classmates was diagnosed as Australia's first swine flu case last week, their school's been closed and scrubbed. The school's principal, Jeff Warren.
The fronts and backs and tops of all chairs and desks and doorknobs and windowsills and vacuuming and any area where a child would have touched anything has been thoroughly cleaned.
Over the past week, health authorities have been criticised for their refusal to name schools and the speed of information delivered. Have you been happy with the way it's been handled?
Look, I've been very happy, but remembering, as you said, we were the first school where this has happened. Processes, procedures were put in place straight away. We had wonderful support from DHS and certainly from the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development. It was magnificent. Since then, things have snowballed, of course, and there are flare-ups all over Melbourne, and I suppose they're very much on the run. And anxiety that is raised will always translate in many cases to looking for someone to blame.
As Australia's swine flu case count climbs, the federal government has launched, among other things, an advertising offensive.
The flu and you. You can minimise the spread of flu by covering your mouth and nose when you sneeze or cough.
As well as schools, planes and ships are proving the other virus transmission hothouses. 20 Qantas cabin crew are in home quarantine after having contact with infected passengers. And passengers on the P&O cruise ship Pacific Dawn are being tested after a fifth suspected case today, including crew members. The ship is heading to Port Douglas and waiting on the results of tests before deciding what to do next. The virus hit the same ship earlier this week, and New South Wales health authorities are under fire for their decision to let the passengers from that earlier cruise disembark. 18 passengers have the virus and 20 more are being tested, most of them from the regional New South Wales town of Berrigan. The tourism industry admits the episode hasn't done it any favours.
There's no doubt we probably could have handled that situation better. Potentially, we could have predicted that a large amount of people held in a confined space for a long period of time would have been a high level of risk. We probably should have predicted that, particularly for the cruise operators, that this would have been an issue, and spoken more openly and more regularly with the government. It's a learning process.
But Matthew Hingerty from the Tourism Export Council says the industry is smarting because of the global financial crisis and doesn't want the public scared off travel.
The school holiday period is rapidly approaching us in July. It's one of the most important times of the year for the tourism industry, particularly for Northern Australia. And I'm concerned that Australians are getting a message that, not necessarily from our officials, but from some of the coverage in the press, that it's going to be dangerous to travel. And we need to get a positive message out there that it is still okay to travel, provided you take the right precautions.
The hysteria levels surrounding the virus continue to vary. Since there's been only mild cases in Australia so far, some say it's a beat-up. One caller to local radio compared it to the Y2K bug. And federal politics commentator Barry Cassidy didn't want to talk about it this morning on ABC Breakfast News.
I'm putting the swine flu in the same category as Peter Costello. I'll get back to those stories when either it or he are serious.
But the Prime Minister thought nose-blowing tips were important enough to raise in Question Time yesterday.
Each one of us can take steps to avoid the spread of the flu by simple things. Washing your hands often and thoroughly. Disposing of used tissues in the bin.
And Victoria's Premier John Brumby asked Year 12 students who are sitting for exams soon, not to get too close.
Be mindful of their contact with fellow students.
The swine flu death toll has passed 100 after another death in the US and four more in Mexico. There are currently about 14,000 cases around the world.
That report by Rachel Brown.